First of all, I would want to take this opportunity to actually condole with the relatives and friends of the people who have lost their lives in this grisly attack. I would also want to wish quick recovery to the people who have been wounded in this unfortunate incident. The East African Law Society wants to condemn in the strongest terms possible these attacks by people who are not meaning so well. These are terror groups that is attacking with wanton abandon. And I think that one of the things that we have not been alert to very recently is the fact that having participated in the war in Somalia, it is important that there must be security alert in the capital. And so for East African Law Society, we view this as a very serious attack on human lives. Human lives have been lost unnecessarily because of mistakes that could have been avoided. And I think that this is something that could cause a lot of pain and harm to the citizens who have bought the brand. Secondly, and more importantly, this particular mall has been targeted in the past for attacks. There was a need for the security intelligence to have kept tabs on what has been going on, and to also realize that there was going to be this area was going to be prone to more attacks, and to basically deploy a very serious security surveillance in the particular region. Thirdly, and more importantly, this is always a very busy place. It is a place that any person who wants to commit terror activities can target, because it is a place which is in the upmarket area. Many families go to do their shopping during the weekend at about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. So this is something that people know. And there are serious security should have been deployed in this particular area. And the other thing which I wanted to say is that this does not augur well for the image of the country. It is very unfortunate that this is coming immediately after a series of terror attacks in Northeastern that have been killing people and wounding people. And we think that the security is deteriorating in the country.
Are you therefore saying that there was a security lapse that allowed these attacks to happen over the weekend?
Yes. The reason why I'm saying that is because this place, this is not the first time that it has been targeted. It has been targeted in the past. And we think that knowing the area as it is, there should have been a tightened security surveillance in that area, which, again, was not done. There's no way gunmen can walk into the country, plan terrorist attacks with very heavy weaponry and machinery, and the security intelligence do not detect. They have been known to detect other lesser attacks, but that this will happen right in the middle of the capital is something that is worrying. It is showing that somebody was sleeping on their jobs in one particular place, and that is something that I think that it must be decried. I think there was some security lapse in this particular matter.
Government officials have said that the government has stepped up security efforts to ensure Kenyans are protected and other nationals are also protected. What do you think the government should do in order to ensure that Kenyans, and for that matter, people living, especially in the capital and other parts of the country, will repose confidence in the security agency's ability to ensure their safety?
I think that kind of statement coming in the aftermath of the attack is really a red herring. Because you cannot say that you are tightening the security after people have been killed. That security should have been tightened before. And we've just come from the war in Somalia, and these guys have warned that they are going to continue killing Kenyans. Why do you want to wait until an attack has been done? Is when you say that security has been tightened. I don't think that is really correct, that the security has been tightened. And you don't tighten security after people have died. You tighten the security before anything happens. So in my view, I think that statement is not correct. But nevertheless, we are calling upon them that security must be tightened. There must be sufficient protection of the citizens of the Republic of Kenya before these fellows do something much worse. You will have imagined if these guys will walk in into a bigger place like Kenyatta International Conference Center, where you have about over 3,000 people working during the day, and blow up the whole place. It will be terrible. It will be tragedy. So it is something that should be done. And then, in the light of the fact of what happened in New York on September 11th, you can never take these things for granted anymore. It is very, very important. I think that we need to step up and train more anti-terror police security agents that will be quickly and quickly deal with this particular forces. We must get latest equipment that can detect terror alerts, break the terror cells wherever they are, whether they're in the country or outside the country. That is the only way that the government is going to be able to combat terrorism. And then finally on that point, to be able to coordinate with the other countries that have successfully or are trying to deal with the issues of terror attacks, like United States, Britain, and Israel, that have the latest gadgets in terms of this. The problem that we now have is that we now have a government that is looking to the east, so it doesn't want to cooperate with the west because of their problems with the ICC. But that should not be the point, because you will find that there are friendly countries that can help you in certain departments. Others cannot help you. So I think that our government should be open-minded, call those who are able to deal with these issues, and be able to get technical expertise on some of these issues.